Welcome to the fourth, is it the third term or fourth term? Third term for the school, maybe there's a election plan, which is upside down. We are meeting to consider ESCOM report, and then there's some housekeeping matters that we need to go through, so I'll request that we start with the ESCOM report. I've been advised that we did circulate the draft report. Which is in our passes draft 3. And then Honorable Van Nieuwen made a comprehensive submission, which is draft 3A, which is in our pass. For the purposes of not losing the essence of what was in the submission, which was not factored into draft 3, and so she'll be given the opportunity today to take us through her draft and cover the salient points of the things that then we can discuss. I think that was communicated to her by the administration. But the essence of it is that so we have got the draft that was draft 3, which was circulated, and then the draft 3A, which she will speak to, so she'll be giving them that opportunity. Other members have made not as comprehensive, so that's why I was always not lose the essence of what she had. And so she will have an opportunity to speak to.
Thank you very much. We in fact did submit draft 3A, but then there was a further submission, the one with the track changes that I sent to the bank. I've got a copy of that, and Honorable Lee has a copy of that. That would, from our perspective, really need to be draft 3A finalized, if that makes sort of sense. I did send that to the bank. I'm not sure where that's got to.
Yes, I did
receive it, but on comparison, it seemed to me to be the same thing, which is why I didn't bother about it. When I went through it, it also had check things like the first one, so I didn't see it necessary to print that one again, unless I missed something.
If I may, so quite, in the beginning it's very, very similar. By the time you get to sort of 4.2, et cetera, they start being 4.2 and then the 6s, 6.3, et cetera, there's quite a few changes. So I don't know how it would be easier to work with me. I've got a copy of this.
Let's do this then, yeah. Let's do this. Because draft 3 is what was the original and the submission. So what we'll do is we'll go page by page and look through this layout. And so as and when So remember, we are dealing with the ESCOM report. There is draft 3, which is the committee's, the input of the committee members and so on. But Honorable Famine made a far more comprehensive draft, which is draft 3A. So for the purposes of not losing the essence of what she said, so the master draft is draft 3. So we start on page 1, and then as and when a letter arises, and then we go through that. Because members have had to take this, so they are familiar with it. Alright, so I'll start on page 1. Right, page 2.
Sorry, my question is just in terms of the process. When you say page 1 you're moving on, are you...
Draft 3.
Draft 3,
yes.
Okay.
Because
in draft 3A, I just got that suggestion that I've got in red.
Right, so that's on page 1.
That's on page 1.
Page 2.
in the first paragraph where I just add in, just for the sake of completeness, in terms of part 13, section 2451, 5 of the rules of the National Assembly.
On that, is it not D? Because if we're dealing with oversight, D seems to speak to that more than Roman Villa.
I'm not pedantic about what we have to do. I would prefer that we just put in the citation of the legislation.
Quality and management. Because there's also the headache of take or pay, which we come to. There's also the tracking. There's also the, what you might call, the other, we've created that other yard with it. So I think that punctuality is better. Page 3.
Continue on page 2.
Oh, okay. Page 2, yes.
You'll see that I've added in background, the second paragraph, the third line, I've added in and are behind schedule. So we provide a buffer for coal, existing coal feed, if some existing coal feed, perform very quickly and are behind schedule. It's okay, so point two background, the second paragraph under that, the first sentence, at the end of the sentence, I've added in and are behind schedule.
Oh, right.
And then if I can take you to the next line, I added labour problems as well, because we heard particularly at work steel, there were issues with labour problems.
Anything else on page two?
Yes, I've just added in that same paragraph the third last sentence that talks about the project having increased by more than 3 billion rand, where I've just added in the word currently, which continues as reaching 1.45 billion. Do you see that?
Yes,
okay. And in the next sentence, I've just swapped started for commenced. And then I've done the same in the last sentence with Kusile, where I said the Kusile project commenced instead of was started. I think you just read better.
That it's set into motion and thought of that it started working, that it commenced in my mind sort of triggers that it.
Yeah. Kusile
construction was because the entire project commenced as it began, as it was initiated. So we don't even have an argument about the semantics. If you prefer to start, then we can leave start.
Can we? Needs to be, if it's not explained in terms of its context, it will lose the right. Because the issue about 2010 was that there was speed. So you, unless you qualify that 2010, the reason why 2010 was mentioned was we had a World Cup and so we had to try to get an electricity supply quickly. So this sentence suggests that the project was for the World Cup. It just so happened to coincide with the World Cup. I'm not sure that I'm making sense. Yeah, so we need to reconstruct that sentence in particular.
And then my last addition on that page, in the sentence after one that you just discussed, I've just said that instead of should, I've said would it be more feasible. The last sentence of that page. So it would read, in 2005-2006, ESCOM was given a year to prepare for the project, and originally it reads, when it should have been given, I say when it would have been more feasible.
Correct. On the final page two. Then we'll just come back to that sentence, please, to fix properly the context of 2010. Right, page 3, Connie. Some plans up and running, and then she ends without adequate design planning and execution.
Okay.
inadequateness is a term good to use. All right. Well, I don't know if I see that you put another on the same paragraph, colleague.
Yes.
On page, on that on draft 3A, the same paragraph.
It says, this was what led to load shedding. I said this was part of what led to load shedding. It was load shedding that is a result of several different factors. It wasn't just as simple as saying that it was, you know, one issue.
And I agree because what is load shedding is something else. Load shedding is a well involved matter. Once we give ourselves into it, we are taking the face and our judgment might not be something good at all. So I agree with this approach.
And then I've just got to highlight just the clarity to Ben, really. He says, during performance test unit 4, I would just prefer to be clarified unit 4. I'm presuming you need to do this.
Yeah, unit 4. Yeah, you just said that. Okay, so we are still on page 3 of the main draft, draft 3A. I still see that you...
Just lose one B in objectives standards of the two projects. It's just take off a B.
Page 3, objectives
of the
two, remove the second
state of the two projects.
Above that, in the second paragraph of the page, you'll see I add in a line, the second last sentence I add in a D-sentence, where I said this has had a negative effect on the national economy. In paragraph 2, before it says Madupi has been functioning better, what I do is between the sentence that finishes as these problems persisted, I add in a sentence that reads, this has had a negative effect on the national economy.
Let's not be too presumptuous. If there's something you see that just chip in instead of me calling them, it's fine. I'll manage your chip in this day, become overwhelmed.
Then, just the final paragraph before number 3 objective.
Okay.
We were talking about the deferred burden on systems. I said at the end that, however, there are very deep concerns about further spending being concealed in the operating budget, particularly with regard to the coal supply for Kusile. That refers to the issue of trucking.
And I think that amplifies in that sense of what the concern is about, because the concealment is not just confined to trucking. It's also confined to contract management. Remember, there are contracts which in Madupi they are doing away with that one, that one contractor, but you see they're still trying to salvage that particular contract. Yeah. So it's tracking and contract management, because some of them are not qualified. But the thing, it comes to one recommendation I want to add, which has just been in my mind when we come to recommendation. So I think let's rather amplify it to to say that we confirm in this specific about that. Alright, so I think we are good with that, colleagues.
Alright.
Let me move on to page 4 of 3A. Can you, on the consumer, can you add the issue of investigation and consequent management? Because that may, maybe not, maybe don't call it concealment, but flag it as an issue which may trigger costs. But just, they will be cost, there's a cost factor involved. And the question is, does it form part of the project budget, or does it just form part of the
five units by Five Bergman Africa. applying the same charge for proceeding. And I think it's important we get that detail right.
My memory is that if it serves me well, it is that which is under business trust.
It is that contract.
And what? If you can just zoom in, but I think I take the point.
Chairman, I'm absolutely clear that Client Bergamon Africa is under business rescue. CEZ, if it's a separate company, may also be under business rescue, I'm not sure. But I do know about Client Bergamon Africa.
Right, well, that's fine. You will check that. We'll come back and that be flagged. The zombie, just please check out the one that you must go back to so that you, which then is also scribing at the same time the changes you make, right?
That links then to 4.1.18, where it says the gas boiler is changed every 6 months instead of 2 years due to the quality of the bag supplied. I think, again, we should just expand that sentence a bit, because we've been there, we know what we mean, but it doesn't necessarily mean that anyone reading this report would know what we meant by it. I'm happy to supply that line if my colleagues are happy.
But you see now, what you must also, we'll end up having to get into diagrams. I think let's supply the sentence and we'll look at it. But I think also this must be for the ease of reference. But I think the point is valid so that people can track what you're talking about. So please apply that's fine. All right.
Mr. Chairman, on that paragraph, I think we need to clarify, because my understanding was not that the bag quality was a problem. And that's why there's mention of boiler, I think, in that sentence. The problem is that the heat of the exit from the boilers is too high and too hot. And that's causing the bags to fail prematurely. And so there was a lot of discussion about how they could reduce the heat, and they're working with Mitsubishi and they're seemingly getting nowhere because the boilers are 13 meters too short. And had they been built 13 meters higher, the exit temperature from the boilers would not be too high and therefore wouldn't have the degradation of the bags. I don't remember anything ever being said about the quality of the bags being the problem, because that's really quite an easy thing to fix, because those bags are consumables and you make new ones which are the best quality. But this is an ongoing long-term product which was encountered at the Creel Power Station in the 1970s, and Eskom actually have no excuse for making the same mistake at these two power stations that was made at Creel. At Creel, the problems were solved with water cannons inside the boilers. They've installed those at Majupi and Kusile, as far as I'm aware, but they still haven't solved the problem. Chairman, I don't want to go into the technicalities. You're right, we don't need drawings and all sorts. I just think we must be careful not to blame the quality of bags when it's, as far as I know, the temperature of the exhausts from the boilers is the problem.
All right, and Dr. Adam, on this point? Okay, just let's tie this one down. Sonia and then Dr. Chair, while I would agree with the colleague on the well, the main problem is the boiler, which then leads into the heat in the furnace, and that itself is as a result of the design, the reason and that specification. And leading into a number of problems thereof. Though we can't not cite the fact that they have indicated in the meeting that they have a problem as far as those bags are concerned. So as a matter of course, we don't run any tests ourselves on the quality.
on the basis of what they have indicated to us. We might only indicate that this is what we have, so we can't judge otherwise.
I think both points are correct. It's just that the other challenge was sometimes we see there was this, there were parallel briefings because of the, you know, the, yeah, but I do seem to recall both. We just have to merge because there is a problem, as you say. But some official sites are present. I think that's why I can put it on the, I'm going to put it on the staff here. So that we'll type a number next time you put your sentence exactly as you put it, because it will fit into this one. That it was that the consequence was captured that.
Maybe a way to merge it is to link it to what I say in paragraph 4.1.21, where it talks about standards being shorter than required, and I said please add remedial measures taken here. So maybe what would help is if 4.1.18 and 4.1.21 was merged into to just show how the whole picture works. Because we're really talking to the same thing.
I think that covers it. Dan, do you want to give us the clarity on the vote? Okay, right.
But then, Mr. Chairman, my issue is an issue because the CDZ did not, or that Bergman did not supply the paper.
Let's put the name in full, right, Honourable Mende.
Chair, I was in part of the oversight, but I'm wondering as we are going along, especially with the gas boilers and everything that's not crying, the cost factor, where does it go into our findings? For instance, are there things that are made deliberately to cost more, or the ones that get changed unnecessarily so that they cost more and money is spent just for the sake of spending?
Yeah, when we come to recommendations, the one recommendation I want to add that's not there. Because you will recall that after that oversight, one gentleman, I forget his name now, has got other projections about what these projects will cost. I just forget his name. Kellen or something. Yellen, Chris Yellen, yes, that's good. So he's got other projections and now he's placing a slam bang in the middle of his projections and what he's communicating. And what I think is important is that whilst the other people doing work on this and analyzing ESCOM, ours is to hold ESCOM accountable and liable for its own commitment. And so it comes to that. So if there's escalation, we can't be in a position to project those escalations. If they've given us a figure, ours is to track them down to that figure. So we'll take note of what you're saying, that the possibility of things is there, but we can't enumerate it now or project it now. We're not in that position. So I think that's where the challenge becomes, because we can't hold ESCOM accountable to figures or projections which are not ESCOM figures. We can, of course, consider the other work we've done and note it, but what ESCOM puts in their books and records is what you do. So let's come to that in the recommendation, because I think it captures the whole argument at the end in terms of whether they will one complete on the time that they say they will, and within the cost in which they project. So let's come to that then, because I think that's what will help. But Nazamba, we'll come back to your issue. Can we carry on?
when it comes to Kusile, the team did a very, very nice job of putting together the context of why the Doopy is located where it is. And that's why I just added in my sentence here that it would be really instructive to add a piece about the location of Kusile, particularly since it has a bearing on the Tariti resource mine across the road. I think that's a very, very important point about Kusile, that it was cited there specifically because of the coal field.
Because the other issue with Kusile is that it's built on top of a coal mine. Yeah, but they're bringing coal from somewhere else. But there's also the consideration of the conveyor belt. I think that's introductory. Good.
chair, we had a meeting with ASCOM's of management. We went to Kusile, and at Kusile, we could see the stream of a truck in coal, and at the matter of security as such, and as well we could see that it would have been better if that contract which was entered into between the mine, initial mine, and the ASCOM was pulled through with. And unfortunately, it was cancelled. And it was somewhat explained to us at the point. And we were as well told that there is a new negotiated agreement between ASCOM and the Serik, and that such kind of contractual discussions into agreements would then assist in taking the initial form of an agreement, which at the point of discussion were told as such. Then we went into that meeting with the top management. The top management confirmed as well the situation, and the confirmation of such situation begins to affirm the fact that the current arrangement, one, is not cost effective, two, the output to be secure, it as well disturb the entire social environment. So in the economy, it takes into account the macro industry in terms of their own involvement in tracking the problem. But for cost effectiveness and the efficiency, indeed, they agreed with the fact that conveyor belt from the mine to Kusile would have worked better if that contract was not somewhat cancelled. So the explanation went as far as to that point. So my agreement with what is coming out is that we should take it into a form of insisting that a better and formidable effort to be made to have a squeeze on a contractor, on a contract between a coal mine and ASCOM for both financial and as well for security and the quality of the coal up there. No, just other things which then are coming out as far as the view from the honorable member. We should just start caution off in terms of gaps into getting into such a kind of FTT. We rather focus on such areas which we brought into the mission, and our substantive back then in terms of we could just throw up a few of those into the issues.
At that meeting, and I asked the question specifically, is that there doesn't seem to be urgency because the board says that negotiations will be entered into again in the first half of next year. So it's actually quite urgent that this moves ahead. And I asked the question specifically because there had been a contract with Anglo. And then the whole purchase happened. And now they agree that the negotiations will commence.
That tie into what Todd was saying about the
3.1, where it originally said that ESCOM employees doing business with ESCOM, I just said there were numerous ESCOM. So the people realize that it's not all ESCOM employees, but it's numerous ESCOM.
Thank you. that referred to the initial issues or like or to or this sentence as follows.
Then the last sentence of that paragraph, originally read, the one precision is taken for old plants to not be maintained. And I just changed it, the critical decision is taken for older plants within the head common network. Here about, I added a paragraph saying there is a big concern regarding the financial viability. Okay, so that's the next paragraph. I'm not sure what page it's on. Section 5. So it is, let me just check here. It's 1, 2, 3. It's the bottom of the third paragraph of section 5. I want to read what I wrote. So it would be in addition to the third paragraph of section 5. Okay, there is a big concern regarding the financial viability of the failure to secure a coal mine on a new line of coal field, originally owned by Anglo Coal, and the costs for this trucking operation are budgeted for in the operational budget, with its costs not being reflected in the capital budget. Despite these costs being a direct consequence of the poor management of the project design and implementation. Despite these costs being a direct consequence of the poor management of the project design and implementation. Or it could just swap it out for project management if you wanted to. That kind of a touching was referred to
that the quality of the code is not good enough. And so the auditor says that's an issue. So I think we must reflect that. Because it was not an audit opinion that you have been given per se, but the issue of finally came out, and I think we saw that for ourselves at Ndufi when we were, I think we spent about 15 minutes on standing on top of that cold pile, probing the issue of the quality of the cold, and there were answers when 6 and 7. Yeah. Is it 6 and 9 or 6 and 7? I always say 10. I don't know. It's not 2 and 9 and 6 and 7.
Alright.
So I think this... But I think that before we get to background or in background to say amongst other things, we want to use the substantive detail that we made with the audit later. Right. Anything touch? Are you done on that page?
I've just got two more issues on that section. One has to do with the ash dump and the dust suppression, where we just say there does not appear to be a fail-proof method of dust suppression. As on the day of the scope of visit, massive clouds of dust were seen to be emanating from the huge ash dump. And then we all saw how the ash was going on that day, and it was concerned particularly for people in the area. And then also just on the variation, the last paragraph, and again, this comes from the meeting we had at Megawatt City, Megawatt Park, where it talks about variation contracts. I just add in the sentence, they say variation of contracts is also potentially very problematic, and I just amplify it by saying, this is because there is no tender process for the variation, and the process is open to manipulation and cost inflation. I know we talked about that specifically.
When did you capture that? You said there were two issues, I mean, that's it, all right, let's move on. Okay, we have recommendations now, colleagues.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the recommendations are, there are quite a few additions that we proposed there, and I don't think they are either of your two drafts. They're in the second submission. So I'm not sure how we want to handle it. I can read them out to you. So let's start then, 6.1.
Okay, I think this becomes important. I'm not sure. How quick can we get copies of for the purposes of members to be able to follow you? Okay. Can you help with that, colleague? I think it will be helpful. We start making a quick photocopy, hijack one office from you. Right, yeah. Can we then suspend for like the moment until that comes, which is helpful for us to take a quick break, and then when that comes back, we shoot very quick. Boom, boom, boom. A quickie.